This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:14 p.m. Caroline and Ezra on the all-new Evening Edition. Now, quick question, folks. Are you old enough to remember this tune? Well, if you are, you might be especially interested in this piece of news on how to be a what they're calling a super ager, Caroline, because scientists are getting closer to figuring out the fountain of youth.
Yeah, so this is being reported in The Guardian today, talking about super agers. Essentially, scientists are looking at why some people live beyond 80 and, you know, appear to be fine, right? Cognitive capacities on par with adults who are decades younger.
Yeah, and so here's what I love about this particular report, right? Because researchers say study shows that, you know, these group of super agers appear to be more resilient to the slings and arrows of life. And are more extroverted. They're less neurotic. All of these things I'm not.
Lovely way of wording it. But what is interesting is they've made this discovery that these individuals, they have a certain type of brain cell known as the von Economo neurons. They have more than average elderly individuals. And they're also found in a small group of higher mammals. I think that's mammals with more of a capacity to reason, to communicate.
Right.
So this is in an area thought to be important for things like attention and working memory. You know, they can't explain with why how these people ended up with more, but or even why it's important. So I think clearly we're still sort of swimming in the baby pool when it comes to all the brain functions.
Yeah, but it is terribly exciting because, you know, they've also found that, you know, the common human vices, you know, having you know, a drink on a Sunday afternoon, perhaps, you know, for a lot of them that is actually a necessary component to relax and be with friends, and it's not so much about being too concerned about sort of those issues.
Yeah, well, there's that. But others, also included in the research, have said that they've never had a drink ever.
Right.
So I think it's interesting because, I mean, conventionally, I think this is the route, right? You're getting older. You know, you must pay attention to your health. You know, I'm going to endeavor to cut out whatever's bad for me and do all the good things. So I don't think from this, you know, you want to say that bad habits are recommended all the way to go.
Right.
But certainly if longevity is the goal, you know, the more we know, the better choices we make, I hope, at least.
Well, here's the tiebreaker between the two of us. We're crossing over now to Dr. Cheryl Kamaruzaman, a geriatrician at University Himalaya. Doctor, so this article on super ages are about the few people out there who really challenge this perception we have that all elderly folks are frail or mentally or physically. What can you tell us about these group of people?
So the super ages for us are those who are very much older, over than 85 years of age, but also are mentally and physically resilient. And we often wondered as to why that is, what sets them apart from, you know, people of the same age who are much more frail, more prone to adverse events. And so this article that has come up is very exciting for us because, you know, they mentioned that they found the von Economo type of neurons that are important for attention and working memory, and that is around a particular area of brain. So that sheds a bit more light on our interpretation of scans on people who are falling into the realm of super aging. Of course, and I was looking at the article, it's quite interesting that some of them enjoy a tipple every day and they say they smoke, etc. But, you know, it doesn't mean that you can take up all these vices and still age well. It just means that these particular group of people have a genetic makeup that does not make them susceptible to being exposed to bad habits like smoking and excessive drinking. So that's also another part of the article that was interesting for me.
There you go, Ezra. The tie has been broken.
Interesting.
So from your experience, Prof, do super ages make up a large part of the elderly community here in Malaysia?
Well, the thing is, in a hospital and clinical setting where I come from, I've had the privilege of meeting a whole group of type of older people and how they age. But mostly I see them not at their best because they've come in with a particular physical or mental ailment. But when you go out to the community, when you socialize, I mean, even if we look around us, there are very visible icons that are aging. even some of us, there I mentioned a particular politician that is still running quite active. I would classify him as super agent, actually. I believe that, you know, they eat very well. They take care of themselves extremely well. They have a more positive outlook. They are very interactive socially. They don't stop mingling and going out and doing things. And often they are also better communicators. And it's not reflective of education level or social background, but it's just that they are more positive.
Wow, that's fascinating. And that was something that was mentioned in the article, that, you know, super agers are more, I guess, extroverted and less neurotic. Does our mental health greatly affect our resilience later on in life?
I do think that we all have a very small genetic predisposition to diseases or ailments later in life. But I think a lot of it has to do with your environment as well. And a lot of studies, especially on the cardiovascular and cerebrovascular related studies, have played a big focus on what happens in early life. So not just physically, the viruses that you're exposed to, the infections that you're exposed to, the diet, what your parents did, the social and physical environment that you lived in, all those play a big part in your formative years and later on in life as well. So what I meant by those formative years is actually what builds you into the person that you are right now is that social environment from early on. Your positive outlook or your negative outlook, your predisposition to depression, your predisposition to, you know, being very negative about things, your ability to handle stress, your ability to communicate your fears, etc., all come from, you know, how you were brought up, the people that you engage with, the experiences that you've had growing up and into adulthood. So these actually are factors that can make you or build you into a stronger person, either on a mental or physical capacity later on. They are contributing factors, but nothing too conclusive that we can actually say, hey, this is it. I think that will need a little bit more more defined techniques of looking at the brain and how it functions. It would be a bit more informative for us to actually find that to be a conclusive result.
Well, thank you very much for that, Professor. That was Professor Dr. Cheryl Kamaruzaman, geriatrician at University of Malaya, with her thoughts on how we can all stay forever young. Now, if you have any thoughts on super aging, share them with us at 03-771-09000. Of course, you can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Here's some music by The Cardigans, Carnival, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.